Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. One youth killed, at least seven others injured, and 18 civilians kidnapped by Israeli troops during invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers killed overnight one Palestinian and injured at least seven others, one seriously, after the army invaded Qalandia refugee camp in the north of occupied Jerusalem. The invasion was initiated late at night Monday and lasted until dawn hours Tuesday. Media sources in the camp said dozens of Israeli military vehicles invaded the camp while military helicopters flew overhead. The invasion led to clashes between the soldiers and dozens of local youngsters who hurled stones and empty bottles at them. Medical sources said that one Palestinian identified as Iyad Sajdiya, 22, was killed by an Israeli army sharpshooter. The slain Palestinian was a fourth-year journalism student at Al-Quds University and a member of the Qalandia Media Center. He died of his wounds in a Palestinian ambulance that was rushing him to the Palestine Medical Center in Ramallah. Several Palestinians were also shot with live rounds, many others were shot with rubber-coated steel bullets, and dozens suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. The clashes lasted for several hours, while undercover Israeli soldiers also infiltrated the camp, allegedly searching for two missing soldiers after one of them sent a distress signal. Also on Tuesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers invaded a number of Palestinian districts in different parts of the occupied West Bank, broke into many homes and kidnapped 18 Palestinians. Invasions, home searches and kidnappings were reported in the northern West Bank districts of Jenin and Nablus, in addition to Hebron in southern West Bank and areas in East Jerusalem. Later in the day, a number of extremist Israeli settlers assaulted two Palestinian men south of Nablus, causing several cuts and bruises. Moreover, Israeli occupation bulldozers demolished a Palestinian home in occupied Jerusalem Tuesday morning in Silwan town, south of Al-Aqsa Mosque. Troops claimed that the house was built without permit. Occupation authorities, as a standard policy, refrain from issuing building permits to Jerusalemites in order to force them to leave the city. Elsewhere in the besieged Gaza Strip, the Israeli Navy fired several live rounds targeting Palestinian fishing boats close to the shore in different parts of the coastal enclave. Damage was reported, but no injuries. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, March 1st, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imamc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Rassam Bannoura.